Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Today's cattle futures markets ended up today 30 to 80 lower for the live cattle, with June down 30 at 115.30, the August 57 lower at 118.82, the October's down 80 here at 123.25. Feeder cattle were a little bit higher here in reaction to the lower corn. May feeders up 10 at 137.55, August up 65 at 151.15, September's were up 70 here at 152.67. Really, the market for the feeder cattle have been pretty steady. We went about $8 off the low from the first part of May, so we've had a pretty good comeback. Of course, a lot of that is just like the corn market selling off, the feeder cattle are reacting. Today's slaughter was 115,000. Week to date, we're at 578. Last week, 581, but that's still lower than where we need to be for this time of year. Typically, this time of year, really year-round, we're 120 or so, a little bit behind here. We need to work through those extra cattle to get prices back in line with where they need to be. It's estimated that packers are making somewhere around $900 a head, while the feedlot closeouts are somewhere around $80 a head. So there's quite a bit of room there for the live cattle to move higher if the packers are willing to give more. It looks like they're going to give 119 to 120 this week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma.
Well, we've got another exciting day for the markets here. We're all over the place. Corn was down 30 cents in July, and final settlement was 644 and a half. September corn down 19 and three quarters at 563 and one quarter. December corn down 15 and a half at 542 and three quarters. Quite a bit of action in the spread market. The July versus December corn was down 14 cents at 102. Yesterday it got to around $1.25. So a lot of action there between that old crop and new crop spreads. September and December corn spread was 20.5 down 4. If you notice that September corn for the southern part of the United States is actually new crop. So the new crop corn can be harvested and sold into that September market. They have quite a bit of an advantage because September is about 20 cents over the December. The soybeans today were 7 to 12 higher. July up 7 at 15.91. November beans up 5 and a quarter here at 1401. July Kansas City was unchanged here at 657 and three quarters. They got the Mississippi bridge back opened up to barge traffic. I think there was somewhere around 800 barges total, over 400 grain barges that were backed up there. So they'll be able to deliver that grain from the Midwest down to the export market at the Gulf of Mexico.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.